This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Don Scott, CEO and president of JPS Interoperability Solutions. Don, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Donnie. I wanted to talk to your audience and hope that I can answer some questions.
Well, as a lot of people know, JPS Interoperability Solutions, the JPS name is well known to a lot of folks, but you guys launched a new company here in April. Tell us, how have these first 4 months gone?
Well, to tell you the truth, Donnie, they've been the most exciting 4 months that I can remember in recent years. Of course, I've been retired for 7 years when this opportunity was presented to me to acquire the assets of the former JPS Communications Incorporated. And after negotiations, I was able to put together a team of investors to acquire those assets and stand up the company called JPS Interoperability Solutions Incorporated. That, of course, began the story that we currently are writing, and that story in the last 3.5 months has been extremely exciting as we had to reconstruct some components of the business. As you probably know, we had to put in place human resources, and we had to put in place a system for accounting and a system to manage the manufacturing function. And it was really challenging because we don't know and didn't acquire in the assets the names and locations of many of the units that are out there.
Okay, so if I have a unit and I haven't heard from you, it isn't that you all don't want to reach out, that you just may not know who's got those units. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. We didn't, in the asset purchase, acquire the names and locations of many of the units that are sold. And as you probably know, those are in the thousands, 7,000, 8,000 would be my guess. Mm-hmm. And so we're depending on folks to get up with us to let us know they still got equipment so that we can give them a hand and help them. Of course, obviously upgrade them, retrain them, do whatever it takes to get them satisfied. The challenge has been to do that with a minimal staff of folks. I rehired some 20 employees from the former JPS Communications. And as you probably would guess, they're all wearing many hats, and I've empowered them to think outside of the box and be creative. And we've been able to overcome challenges like not knowing who the customers are or not having a sales history. But with all that given and said, we have embarked on the best part of this path, which is the development of new products to expand our capabilities. We have two solid fundamental product lines, but we will be having many other products added to those, some in other product lines, and I'm so excited about being able to help define those and listening to the market tell us what it needs.
Okay. Well, so, you know, we've got the APCO show coming up next week. Are you guys going to be there, and what are some of the things you're going to be showing there?
Yes, sir. We're in booth number 1609 at APCO. It'll be the first major show since we stood up this company called JPS Interoperability Solutions. In that booth 1609, we will, of course, be demonstrating a wide variety of our capabilities, including most of it, including the SIP technologies, the wide area interoperability software, Waze dispatch, ACU controllers, TRP-1000s, which are those tactical reaction packages, the voting package that we have made the world standard when it comes to repeater systems that are having trouble hearing, portables that are on the fringes. We'll be showing some of the equipment that we have in conjunction with other manufacturers or other primes or other OEMs, because we do have those strategic relationships. And you'll find, I believe, if you look hard at that show, some of our fundamental gateways called ACU 1000s and 2000s in other booths around the show floor. We are the incumbent in the interoperability gateway market, and more or less created that market out of the chaos of the Columbine High School incident and, of course, the bombing of the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City. So when 9/11 happened, we were positioned with a Department of Justice contract worth a number of millions of dollars to give interoperability around the country to those in potential danger. As you know, the world has changed significantly, and many of us in America feel they were targeted, and having interoperability at a mass casualty scene is the first step and first response, and provides the ability to obviously save lives and protect individuals in this country.
Okay. Well, so we talked about where you've been, what you're going to be showing next week at APCO. Looking at it from a little longer picture, what's in store from JPS?
What's in store is to emulate the original formula, that is to grow the number of products significantly that we offer to the market. Now, these products need to fit our mission, and our mission has been and will be to provide high-tech solutions to traditional communications problems. That means that finding and developing product solutions is a function of talking with prime contractors, OEM, systems integrators, dealers, radio manufacturers, end users, and asking simply, what do you need? And then taking the technology we have, perhaps cutting and pasting and massaging some of the algorithms, changing the firmware, recasting the platform, repackaging, we can then develop new products that are solutions for traditional communications problems. And when you consider the interoperability world, interoperability no longer means simply baseband interoperability. It is migrating and will continue to migrate into video, data, broadband, etc., as the whole LMR world shifts gears and moves toward LTE.
Okay. Wow. And any timetables on when you all hope to achieve some of those things, or is it too early still?
No, there's definitely a timetable internally here. We will be coming out with some of the simpler solutions by the end of the year. But the high-tech larger solutions will be coming out next year, and so I would look for announcements about other technologies in the IWCE time frame, that is the spring of 2017. We are, of course, using a wide variety of engineering skills, and that allows us then to develop things in parallel.
Okay, well, looking forward to that. And so glad to see you back in the industry. And I know a lot of other folks in this sector are excited as well. Congratulations for getting started again, and hope to see you soon, Don.
All right. Well, I thank you so much, Donnie. It's been my greatest pleasure. And I must say that what makes this life worthwhile is dealing with folks like you and the customers and, of course, these good employees, but most of all, to giving our first responders the tools they need in a world that's not very safe sometimes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you, Don.
All right, my pleasure.